Thanks, Jamie. It's a pleasure to be here. We're going to show some of our results from the grazing trial last year in the 2013-2014 season, showing a little bit of the results on small grains and or ryegrass mixtures. And the major goal here is trying to extend the grazing season during the cool season and try to reduce the feeding costs for the producers. So the mild winters in the southern coastal plains allows great possibilities to grow cool season forages. That's a real asset for that region. You have the warm seasons during the summer period, and then you can have the cool season forages. However, we still need to try to increase a bit more the grazing season for the cool season forage in order to reduce the feeding costs for the producers. This is the typical forage growth curve that you see in Florida. This is the typical bell-shaped curve during the warm season, and then you still have some forage gaps there, but if the cool season forages, you can probably more than double the production, the animal production per area. That's at least the data that you're seeing there. So it's important for the producers, and it's much cheaper in most of the cases compared to hay feeding. So within the cool season, there are different forage options. And the idea of the project is to mix the different forages, like small grains and all ryegrass, which have complementary growth curves. And so small grains are much earlier in the season, and then ryegrass will come later, and then they complement each other. And as the final result, you have an extended grazing season. But there are different options of small grains. The most popular ones in the region are the cereal rye, Secale cereali. We use an earlier cultivar is Florida 401. And then the old Horizon 201 is another variety that is recommended for the region, Avena sativa. And then the Trical 342, which has been used a lot in the past years in Florida. So those small grains, they grow earlier in the season, and they allow a fall grazing, which helps the producers during the beginning of the cool season, where the annual ryegrass is not there yet, so the small grains helps to fill up those gaps. The annual ryegrass is another option, but it grows later into the season. In Florida, we pretty much start grazing in late February, early March, but it's also an important option because it has a great nutritive value, and the animal performance is really high on the ryegrass. So the objectives of our trial was to evaluate the best combination of those small grains and annual ryegrass regarding pasture characteristics and animal performance. So we started a grazing trial, and we established the plots in October, but the grazing trial started in December 2013 and lasted until April 2014. For the duration was 112 days. And the trial was located at the University of Florida, North Florida Research and Education Center in Mariana. And the average rainfall there is 1,060 millimeters. We have a very sandy soil in that region. The organic matter is really low, 0.7% organic matter. The phosphorus is not too bad, but potassium is low, and the cation exchange capacity is very low as well, as expected for sandy soils. Our treatments were the combination of small grains and annual ryegrass. Those are the treatments Horizon 201 Oat plus Prime ryegrass, and those were the seed rates that we applied there. The Trical 342 Triticale plus Prime ryegrass, and the Florida 401 Cereal Rye plus ryegrass. We had 9 paddocks, 3 treatments, and 3 replications, complete randomized block design, and each paddock had 6,880 square meters, 1.7 acres. So the pasture were established in October 2013. It was rain-fed system, was not irrigated. The the area was disked, harrowed, and the seeds planted using a grain drill. We applied those amounts of fertilizer, 45 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare as ammonium sulfate, and 45 kilos of K2O as KCl, applied in November 13. And then we applied again 67 kilos of nitrogen per hectare as ammonium sulfate and polymer-coated urea, which is a slow-release fertilizer, in a 50-50 mix. And that worked really well there. The grazing started in December 18 and lasted until April 10. We used a continuous stocking with variable stocking rate, and you used the Angus steers, and the initial average weight was 245 kilos. We used the put and take method to adjust the stocking rate, and our criterion was the herbage allowance. Our target herbage allowance was 1, and we had 2 animal testers per experimental unit, and we adjusted the stocking rate every 14 days. And before weighing the animals were fasted for 16 hours, and we weighed them every 28 days. Those are the herbage responses that we measured: herbage mass, herbage accumulation rate, botanical composition, herbage allowance, and nutritive value, IVOMD and crude protein, and also the animal responses, average daily gain, grazing days, and gain per area. We measured the herbage mass using the rising plate disc meter. Basically, it took 30 measurements in each paddock every 14 days, and every 28 days we calibrated the equations by cutting and weighing disc rings. We cut 18 rings, 6 per paddock, so 18 per treatment, and had equations per each treatment. The average accumulation rate we estimated using the cage technique, and botanical composition we did by hand separation of the hand plucked samples. The botanical composition was determined on the samples cut at the ground level, but the nutritive value, the IVOMD and crude protein, were determined in the hand-plucked samples, and they were collected every 14 days. The average daily gain was determined by the every 28 days by the difference between the previous period and the final weight, and the grazing days determined estimating the stocking rate in each one of the 14 days interval period and estimate per 28-day period and analyzed. And the gain area was calculated by multiplying the average daily gain times the grazing days. The data was analyzed as repeated measure using PROC mixed from SAS. Again, it was a complete randomized block design. The species mixture and evaluation cycle were fixed effect, and block was random effect. And means were compared using PDIF adjusted by 2 gig at 5%. So these are our results. The herbage mass, as you can see here, the red one is the mixture rye and ryegrass. The rye is much earlier than the other small grains, so you see a lot of a greater herbage mass at the beginning for the rye-ryegrass mixture, compared to the oats and triticale mixtures with ryegrass. So we had a greater stocking rate at the beginning for the rye, trying to have the same herbage allowance. But that didn't last long. As you can see, the rye, after the 4th or 5th evaluation, was going down and declining. And towards the rest of the season, the other small grains had a better performance. Here are the herbage accumulation rate. You see some noise there in terms of standard error, the cage techniques. They are not very precise for 14 days period of evaluation that we used. But anyhow, you can see, and you lost some cage during along the evaluation. But you can see at the beginning the rye with greater herbage accumulation. Then last year in Florida was really cold. I thought that Florida was the sunshine state, but we got -8 degrees Celsius last year, so it was cold for me. that came from the deep, deep south, from Brazil. But anyhow, as you can see, the oats and treated kale, they catch it up later in the season, and rye was great at the beginning, but towards the end of the season didn't follow the other treatments. Here the data for the average allowance. We tried to do our best in terms of keeping the same herbage allowance across the treatments. So we did that, and we did a good job at the beginning, and towards the end we tried to do that, but because of the small paddock area, at some point we could not, we just left the two only animal testers that we have, so we had an interaction. But the only difference in terms of herbage allowance happened in the last cycle, in the 10th cycle, was significantly different. The other cycles, they were similar, which is good. Here are the results for the botanical composition. As you can see, there is a complementarity in the growth curves of those species. And the oat has a very smooth curve in terms of declining, and then the ryegrass is going to increase and catch up later into the season. As you can see in March, we have a good ryegrass crop already, March and April, where the small grain is declined. So I think it's a really good mixture, the small grains and ryegrass, and the oats in particular, it's a very good one. In rye, you can see there is also the complementarity curve between rye and the ryegrass, but as you can see, it's not as smooth as the other one. You can have some peaks and then it goes down really fast. So from the producer perspective, you may have some problems in terms of adjusting stocking rate. We did that in an experimental scenario, but in the production perspective could be difficult. The treated kale follow a similar trend of oats, not as smooth as the oat curve, but it also showed the complementarity growth curve between the treated kale and ryegrass. Here's the IVOMD, the in vitro organic matter digestibility. They were all high, above 70% of IVOMD, but rye was always a little bit lower than the other ones. Crude protein was also high, above 15-20% of crude protein. There was not much difference in the beginning. Towards the end, the rye showed some decline, and all of them declined towards the end of the season. The average daily gain, again, showed a trend of increasing for the oats and treated kale, and rye declined in January, February, because the rye had a growth peak in the beginning, but then declined in January, February, where the ryegrass was not there yet, and then it catched up later. And as you can see, the ryegrass is really important to improve the growth. The grazing days, the rye mixture was greater at the beginning, and then towards the end, it was lower than the other mixtures. At the end, I'm concluding, the total gain per area was not different from the three mixtures. They were similar, and it ranged from 322 to 340 kilograms per hectare. So the seasonal distribution of forage production was different among the mixtures. In Florida, 401 rye was much earlier than the other small grains. The animal performance was closely related to the increase of annual ryegrass in the botanical composition. Small grains improved the forage distribution, and it was really important in the stocking rate at the beginning of the season. Although gain per area was similar at the end, from a producer's perspective, it might be easier to use oat or treated kale due to a more balanced forage distribution along the season. Thank you very much. Okay, I'll be happy to attend any questions if the chair allow me to do so.
Yes, sir. I know this is speculation, and I'm sure you're going to repeat it, but how much will change, you think, if you have a milder winter?
That's a good question, Jim. I really don't know. Perhaps the rye would not decline so fast. I think that the decline of the rye was due to the very I mean, cold winter, minus 8 degrees in Marianne was pretty cold, so I expected the rye would not decline. So yeah, in January, February was really the down part of the trial, where we didn't have the rye grass and the small grains were not doing well because of the cold weather. Any other questions?